What up, everybody? How we doing?
What's going on, people? Welcome back.
Yeah, man. Yo, bro. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you too, bro. Sound like I was drunk. Happy New Year to you, bro.
Yeah. Oh, not as drunk as I was on New Year's, trust me.
I wasn't drunk, but it was a hell of a night, though.
I had way too many white Russians, dude.
Dude, it is...
Oh, man, I got fucked up.
I've learned that it's way harder to stay up until midnight anymore. Like, I was laying in bed like, fuck, will this ball just drop already? I looked at Alex a couple times, I was like, well, is there ever a time where they'll drop it early?
Like, but the funny part about it is that you were in bed. Like you probably were just like...
I was. We were both laying in bed.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year, click.
Basically, yeah. I was sitting up watching... the Flyers were on. The Flyers came on at like 9 o'clock. So that took me to 11:30. So I was like, all right, I just got to wait like a half hour. And you know the protocol when you're watching New Year's Rockin' Eve. It's like, all right, they're going to have someone sing. Ryan Seacrest is going to talk a little bit. What's-her-face is going to fucking find someone to make out with because no one stays. And then ball drop, happy, firework, sleep.
We didn't even get home until like 1:30. We didn't go to bed until like damn near 2.
Yeah. It's like, fuck, this ball just drop already?
Yeah, dude. I'm...
Did you see the new way? Did you see some of the new ways that people were bringing in the new year this year? Like, did you see the Marvel one?
Ding!
The Marvel one is so fucking great where, and this has nothing to do with the shit we podcast about, but bear with us, people. Endgame. People had these, like, parties with tons of people, like 30, 40 people all in this one room, and they had their clocks synced up to I Am Iron Man, and as soon as he fucking snapped, it was the new year.
Well,
everyone
dude,
went crazy.
Yo, people were doing that with a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like last year, they were doing that.
It's been a great new year so far.
I mean, it's only been 4 days, not even 4 full days.
Yeah, 361 to go.
Is it 61 or 62 because it's a leap year?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't deal in leap years.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so we have a... God damn it! You know how some people say new year, new me? New year, same me.
Like, bing!
This is crazy. God
that
damn.
That was fucking beautiful. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
God damn, my puberty. Every year, it's just like, we gonna party like it's 1999. Like, every year is the fucking same.
All right, bro. So what we got today, man?
Oh, my goodness. Since we have just, you know, closed the chapter on a decade of amazing gaming experiences and new systems and this and that, we thought it would be fun to take a look to the future and give, you know, what we think we're going to see over the next 10 years. Not the obvious things that we know we're going to get. We know there will be another console generation, all that stuff. But we wanted to give, you know, some personal things that we kind of hope that we would see, you know, as far as from a tech standpoint, you know, and any innovations, anything new.
Yeah.
And it was actually easy because there's a lot of things that I really want, and there's some that I actually think we might get. Now, in fairness, I didn't do any research on the things that I'm choosing, so for all I know, I'm going to pick something, and then you're going to be like, oh, bro, that's been in the news already, and you're going to blow my fucking mind?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I went ahead, I gave a little bit of research into it, just because, like, I was curious on what the current innovations are when it comes down to what the future of gaming is going to be for at least, I don't know, maybe the next 3, 4, 5 years. But, going ahead and jumping straight into this. So I did a little bit, of research to go ahead and kind of look at what currently is running. You know what I mean? What everybody's really happy about now, really excited about that's going to be coming up. A lot of stuff is stuff you basically understand, like facial recognition, voice recognition type stuff.
Those things can always be improved upon.
Yeah.
There's something along the lines of, not facial recognition, but like voice recognition that I always hope they would get to, but I'm starting to wonder if it's even possible.
Hmm.
Like I play NHL, basketball, stuff like that, where you can have a play-by-play name, and they have that whole database of names. So like, you know, he passes the puck to Andrew. Like, you know what I mean? I always wish they would get to a point where they could actually say your last name.
Okay, see,
just
see,
for more
see,
immersion.
That's the funniest part about it is that you wish for your last name, I wish for my first name.
They don't have Wes.
They don't have Wes. Dude, you remember, we were looking
at
NHL.
Yeah, but you haven't played NHL in like a couple years, think.
No, I have 19.
20's out.
Yes, I know 20's out.
I'll check for you when I get home to see if Wes. Right. Because remember, for the last couple years, they didn't have Andrew either. They had Andrews.
Which is fucking weird.
Yeah, they had Andrews.
But last names. I mean, because normally, when you hear the games, you hear them say by last names.
Yeah, but But if you look throughout the rest of the thing, they had Brian. They have AJ. These aren't last names.
True.
These are first names. What if someone's fucking named Patrick AJ? Not likely. You know what I mean? You know there's one Patrick AJ that listening to this right now. It's like, fuck you guys, bro.
You asshole.
Right? But I always wish that would get a little better. Facial recognition, I know, like, technology is always getting better. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I mean, like, another one is like the gesture technology. You know what I mean? Going ahead like with your hands. You know what I mean? Like even without wearing any of like the haptic gloves or anything like that. Just I mean simple stuff of like for lack of a better term, like a Kinect.
Like specifically, you know, VR type stuff.
Going ahead talking about like you know how you
recognition from the Kinect, from the Wii stuff.
Yeah, ahead and like really not really having much latency on it.
Yeah.
I mean, having to be much more real time. Because, I mean, look.
Having you not look like a robot all the time when you're moving.
Or pull some really weird shit to where it looks like you broke every single bone in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that we've
had. I call that the Exorcist effect.
Yeah, that shit's pretty wild. We've had a bunch of game nights with the Kinect where, like, playing the sports.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, oh, dude, you broke your elbow in 17 different places.
Meanwhile, all I was doing was standing there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but think how old that is now, though, the Kinect.
Yeah.
That's old, bro.
No, yeah, you're definitely right.
So, like, for what it's worth, like, that coming out when it did, it's pretty fucking good, dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
Pretty good. Sucked for tall people, but nothing I have to worry about.
Yeah, neither myself, so.
Yeah, right. Fuck, that just made me sad.
I'm never going to be tall.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I'm 5'7 forever.
Well, no, you're eventually going to shrink.
Oh, you're right. Oh, great. I can just see myself in the nursing home now. Here comes Mighty Mouse.
With those ears? Yeah. Absolutely.
The ears are going to be the biggest thing on me.
I'm coming in to save the day.
Continue, sir.
All right. So the one thing that I'm actually real excited for is everything that has to do with, like, the AR, VR, like, you know what I mean? Augmented reality, virtual reality, like wearable gaming technology. I mean, like all that stuff. Because wearable gaming stuff initially started with like just fucking like Fit watches and like, I mean, Apple watches and smartwatches, shit like that.
Yeah.
And then now, I mean, now, like, I mean, all that stuff actually goes ahead and actually works towards something for your gaming. I mean, because, I mean, that's what they're going ahead and working themselves to.
Have you ever heard, since you're talking about augmented reality, and I'm hoping that this will get relaunched over the next decade, have you ever heard of night terrors? I know it sounds like something you would not fuck with, but
okay. So you're talking about the actual, like actual thing, night terrors, like
the app,
or
not like what night terrors are.
Okay, yeah, because all I know is what actual night terrors are. Like I never had them, but I know of them.
Yeah, I know we are the console gaming crew, and this does have to do with an iPhone game. But there was a company that was putting out this game called Night Terrors, and this thing has been in development for like 3 or 4 years, and I have the beta on my phone, and it's gone through a couple patches, and I've played it. It is something that I believe that if they can figure out how to push the technology forward a little bit, it could be a game breaker as far as immersion in games.
So explain it to me, because I'm still thinking of what I know as Night Terrors.
Okay, now Night Terrors is a game where, now, I said again, it's been a couple of years since I've played it, but I believe this, like, it turns your whatever environment you're in,
mm-hmm.
it turns that environment into like the game, right? So you look through your phone, everything looks like you're looking through like a night vision camera. Everything's like a little green and distorted, but they there's a story involved, which basically whatever location you're in, there was like, I don't know if there was a little girl that was killed or trapped in your house that you have to find. And the game, the internal, what is it? I forget what it's called in your phone. It's called like a gyrometer or whatever. There's something in your phone. I don't know what it is.
The gyro, go ahead and like orientation and all that type of stuff.
But that might not have even been like the right piece of equipment because, you know, I'm a normal fucking guy. I don't know that stuff. But there's something in your phone where their technology actually maps your house. So you play, you have headphones plugged into your phone, you have your headphones on, you walk through, and you'll hear, like, and you explore your own house. You know your own surroundings, and you go through, and different, like, crazy shit happens. Like, I was walking through at one point, and
I'm already terrified.
It was terrifying. It was absolutely fucking terrifying.
That shit's freaking me out.
And as you progress through the story, different things happen where, like, the game will send you, a text message on your phone while you're playing, like telling you to turn around, look here, do this. Like, it's crazy.
No.
right?
No.
And you can, the way it maps your house, you can hear sounds coming from different rooms in your house. And then you go and you explore.
See, that would be really horrible for me because
you die.
Well, no. Look, I don't do that survival horror type thing. But on top of that, every single floorboard in my house creaks. So every step I would take, adding on to that game, because, I mean, you still be able to hear it through the headphones every step you're taking. Dude, I would be, yeah. I'd probably be in a corner crying.
And they actually have, like, haunting, scary shit in the game that, since it maps your house, like, you're in the living room, it could be walking around in your hallway, and you can go in different rooms to get away from it and stuff like that. Obviously, you can only see it if you're looking, like, at your phone in front of your face. Like, I heard a loud-ass noise and then a thump, and I looked at my ceiling, and there was, like, dust coming off it and shit. I was like, this is crazy.
See, that kind of sound, that kind of sounds like that Blair Witch game that's coming out.
I thought it already came out.
Or if it...
We'll do our more research there.
Yeah.
But as far as augmented reality goes, like, I thought, like, that goes way past... Pokemon Go is augmented reality.
Technically, yeah. But not really.
Not really. There's never like a time where you feel so immersed that you're like, holy shit, there's really a Pidgey on my street. You know what I mean? It's not. And a lot of times, it doesn't even work as great as you want it to, so I don't even play with that on.
Oh, I never did.
Because it's frustrating. This, to me, was augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they may have either run into some hiccups with like funding or something like that.
Okay.
Because they were actually running a GoFundMe or something like that, where if you donated anything above like $25, they would add your name into the game so that, like, when you were playing, you could hear stuff call your name and stuff like that, like, to really, like, after this cuts off, I'll show you the trailer because I think they have one on YouTube.
Fuck.
It's nuts.
So with the augmented reality, like, one of the cool things that, and it's exactly like what you were talking about. So this one article I have pulled up, it's like, for example, with the augmented reality, you can play, like, table hockey on your kitchen counter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From any angle. Yep. Or I mean, you can map different puzzles in your backyard. You know what I mean? Just using your own personal landscape.
Yeah. It's the future.
It's insane. It is absolutely fucking insane. Now, one of the things that did pop up in this list was mobile gaming. And if you look at what's happening right now with what Xbox is doing with the cloud and the streaming and everything else, eventually mobile gaming is console, because it's console games that are going to be played on your mobile.
They already have console games on mobile. I can play Mega Man on this phone.
Yeah.
I can play, you know, Final Fantasy on this phone.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be a console, quote unquote, console game at some point.
True. And it's just one of those things where it's like, you go ahead and, like, honestly, I love it. I love the thought of just everything being immersive. You know what I mean? Not only immersive, but also, sorry, I can't think of the right word. But, you know, to where, like, you could do it anywhere. You can play a game on anything. I could play it on my tablet, on my console, on my phone. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And basically what Xbox is working for with the xCloud and, I mean, all that type of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, look. And then, obviously, it's like on-demand gaming. You know what I mean? So you go ahead, and that's part of the streaming stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, so... I actually don't know. Is Steam a streaming service, or is that just like Twitch?
I thought they were a service.
Because like I said, I have no idea.
I have never done much research into Steam.
Because I know Stadia. I mean, Stadia is basically, for lack of a better term, streaming. I mean, you're playing any games you want off of just the Google, run.
Yeah.
What Game Pass is doing right now, that's streaming, technically. I mean, you go ahead, you're pulling from a plethora of games to go ahead and just grab one to throw down on.
Well, hopefully, who listens to this, someone is knowledgeable on Steam and can hit us up on Twitter. And
Twitter or our email to go ahead and
let us know.
Please, please set me straight, because I know I'm wrong.
Well, to piggyback off what, you know, because you're seem very tech heavy right now. We started with tech and innovation and stuff like that. For me, over the next 10 years, I just assume that we're going to get a far more advanced VR systems with a lot less restrictions. I truly believe. Like, I think you're going to see, across all platforms, I think you're going to see wireless headsets, no more wires.
See, that would be really cool.
I think you're going to see I don't know who the first is going to start it. My brain would tell me Xbox, but I feel like you're going to... I feel like it's going to be more of like a 360-degree field of play. So I think you're going to see external sensors possibly to track more things around your room so you can actually like move around your room. So to the point where if you're playing a game and you completely turn around, you don't get that thing that says that like your headset can't be read or something like that. So I think there's going to be a lot less restriction. And I know I've already seen some in production. I'm sure they have to iron things out, but I also think that you're going to see... Yeah, I think you're going to see a more advanced movement system. Now, I've already seen some of those things. I'm sure you've seen them too, where it almost kind of looks like someone's standing on what looks like a mini treadmill.
Yeah.
Almost. That seems like, in my brain, I feel like that's prehistoric compared to what they might come with in the next decade.
See, but like I love the way that looks because, I mean, the treadmill is never ending. You can turn. I mean,
you can turn it. Yeah.
I mean, you're locked in. You're locked into this thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have hand controls, and if you start running, you're running.
The only reason that I think that's something that they have to improve upon is because if you're strapped into something like that, then that takes out a lot of what you can do in a game. That takes out crouching. That takes out, certain other things that, you know. So I think they're going to find a way to make a movement system better rather than... Because the only thing really, really separating you in some of these games... Because remember, me personally, I have the PSVR, so I can't speak on the other ones. Now, when you're using the PlayStation Move controllers for certain games... It feels a lot more immersive because you feel like, you know, your hands are your hands, even though you're holding something. But there are some games that don't work with those and you have to use a controller. The games that you have to use a controller, that's the only thing separating you from actually feeling completely immersed because you're still using a toggle to move. So I feel like they're going to figure out a way to actually allow you to move around. And I think it's going to come in the way of sensors.
Now, I think it's going to be more along the lines of what is currently... at the cutting edge, the absolute cutting edge of gaming technology, which is the Tesla suit. I feel like that is the one thing that we're missing. I mean, at least as something that everybody can buy.
Yeah.
Because the suit and like the haptic gloves, like the gloves, you can go ahead. You're not holding anything in your hand, but somebody could type in, you're holding a 3-pound ball and then you feel, it actually goes ahead and has little pressure sensors to go ahead and go all over your hand and make it feel like you're holding a ball.
Mm-hmm.
The ball's 90 degrees. Okay, now it's hot. Ball's 20 degrees. Okay, now it's cold. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, think about gaming for the future with that, like, for first-person shooters. When you're shooting a gun, naturally, so when you're normally shooting a gun, the gun does get hot. It's the way the mechanics are in the physics of the gun. So you should be able to feel that. You know what I mean? Like, within the gun. I mean, whether you actually have something in your hand or not. And I feel like that's more the future. Or if you're playing a game like Resident Evil with a Tesla suit on, and somebody behind you closes a door and you feel the breeze of the door hit your back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would...
That stuff I agree is the future. I just feel like...
I actually just scared myself saying that one, not even thinking that through completely.
I don't know why you'd scare yourself, because you'd never play it. So
that just... Yeah, but it absolutely terrified me thinking about it.
You're fine. The closest you'll get to that is like Luigi's Mansion.
No, what I'm playing right now is still fucking my head up.
Yeah,
We'll talk about that later.
We will talk about that later. And I do agree with you that something like that is the future. I feel like that's a little further out into the future, because there's no way that they're going to be able to, at least in the next 10 years, in my opinion, be able to make that something that like the average person can afford. That's a big piece of tech right there, dog.
Well, the treadmill thing is, and that sits in the same boat. You mean like that's gonna be tough for for the everyman to go ahead and be able to actually buy.
You think? As opposed to a suit that reacts to everything you fucking do in a game, we're talking about just a moving apparatus.
Like, yeah, but a moving apparatus that also has to have the headset. That you have to have stuff that's compatible with it.
Touche. Which is why I said, and I think this is the reason it'll go that way. That's the reason why I brought up like external sensors. Like how, that almost kind of work in the way of like, when you were playing the Wii, it would, the Wii remote, whatever the fuck, would only react to that sensor. So I'm thinking that they'll have, I don't know, maybe there'll be, maybe it'll be a pack for, $200 or $250 where you can just have, sensors that will react to the headset that go, around the room maybe. Because they're going to look for ways to do it that's going to be, that they're going to be able to sell to the average person to make a lot of money on. You can't be charging that suit, in my opinion, is something you could sell for like a grand.
You can if you do what mobile companies do. You know what I mean? Like AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon. You know, it's where you go ahead, you say, okay, you're doing monthly installments for X amount of years.
True.
Then you could end up having one of those suits to where you're only paying like $20, $30 a month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because look, when you get a brand new phone, that's what you do. You know what I mean? You go ahead, you're not paying it all up front. You're going ahead, you're paying it all in installments.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a lot of installments left on this guy here. But no, I think that, you know, VR is the future, but it's only going to become better with, you know, headsets being more comfortable, it being even more immersive. You know, if it stays as it is now, it's great, but that, like, it can't be stagnant like it is now.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much, like, content creators, there's a lot that they can do because the technology is still great. But as far as, like, you know, imagine playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare in VR with no wires on the headset, using the gun that they have. Like, imagine that shit.
And see, the only
and the ability,
the only thing that stops you on something like that is the space.
Yeah, obviously you need the space to be able to do it.
That is the only, but I'm saying that's the only reason why you would go ahead and have to keep the toggles, because of the fact that you're not going
to
be able to, because
not everyone has a warehouse to
run exactly.
Yeah. But I would even settle for then, like, just stronger sensors to be able to go prone, if you want to lay down to, you know, without having to just, like, click the toggle and, like, physically do it.
So essentially just have the toggles to go ahead and
left, right, up, down.
Yep.
Just forward and back
and that's it.
Or forward and back, side to side. Because your head and where you look determines,
that's going to orient everything
where you go. So you, like, even if it just means, you know, yeah, just sensors in a way that, you know, can go higher and lower so they can track you.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so sick. That'd take camping to another level.
Oh, my God. Not to mention, like, that would probably be one of the things to go ahead and bring me back into, like, a COD game.
Yeah.
Something like that.
If you and all your boys were in VR.
Oh, my God.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, it would.
Now, I know that they still have to clean stuff up with that because I have Farpoint. And...
Was that the one I played?
Yeah, you played it.
I was actually going to talk about that because you were talking about being able to, like, look behind you and look around and everything. And in that game, you can.
Yeah, you can, you know, do that. You
do all of that.
It is a little wonky because sometimes no matter how straight you are, the gun will look like it's crooked.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So, like, they have little things that they need to clean up, and I don't know what goes into that.
With the current VR, I mean, headsets, like, I have an issue with those because of, I mean, not only just the orientation where I just feel a little wobbly, but also because, like, I have longer eyelashes than most people. So, like, when you're trying to go ahead and bring everything together.
I got long eyelashes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that ends up becoming a problem.
But no, so that's an innovation that I think we'll see over the next decade, is just, you know, far less restrictions on... You know, and they don't even need to try to push the graphic capabilities too much further because, like I said, seeing what they did with Resident Evil 7, that's real enough for now. That's real enough. So,
and plus, you had that 4D experience because of the candle.
I did. Now, did that drastically change my experience? Drastically, no. Did it improve it? Yeah. But
yeah,
would I have had just as much fun without it? Absolutely. Because still, like, I'm smart enough to realize I'm in my basement still. You know what I mean? Some people can't. And that speaks to how good it is, but...
That one demo you threw me in to where I'm underwater in the shark cage, I knew I was in your basement.
Didn't feel like it, though.
Everything in my head told me I was in your basement. My eyes told me that, you know what I mean, I was 30 meters down, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. it's playing tricks on you.
Yeah. Do you have any other tech innovations, anything you think's coming?
I mean, look, obviously the other stuff
For you?
Other stuff that everybody's talking about is, you know, I mean, graphics obviously getting better.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, with the gaming, I mean, with the consoles and everything else.
8K, 12K, 24K, 36K. Where are we going?
The high def displays is another one that everybody, you know what I mean, everybody's going ahead and talking about. We already talked about the wearing virtual and augmented realities. So the biggest things for me is going ahead just making it more immersive with, like I said, the Tesla suit and, like, the haptic gloves. You know what I mean? Going ahead and just the way that I feel would make gaming just on that next level is to be able to feel everything. That suit, I mean, when you wear that Tesla suit, if you get hit with a board, it's not gonna be as bad as getting hit with a board.
Like, you don't want people getting fucked up playing video games, bro.
But you feel it. You know what I mean?
You need the pain station. That's what you need.
No, I don't need no pain station. I don't even know what the fuck a pain station is.
It's It's not the same because it's not relative. But Pain Station, I believe it's Pong. It's now it looks like a tabletop game. It has a screen in the middle that the person across from you and you can see. I believe it's a game of Pong. You have your little thing to control your thing, and then there's a thing that you sit your hand on the right side.
Oh, okay.
You lose a point. It can get really hot, burn your hand. It has a little like a little slot with a whip that comes out that'll whip the top of your hand if you lose, and like it legit fucks people's hands up. But this is a real thing that people have.
So these suits,
but it's not relative. Like that, everything you're saying is relative. Like you're gonna, you know, if you feel the vibration.
Shot, if you get shot, it's not. We're not saying
you're not gonna bleed out.
It's like getting hit with a bulletproof. I mean, with a shot with a bulletproof vest on. What I'm saying is that you will know you got hit in that spot. If you get shot in the arm, you know you got shot in the fucking arm.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. Or like a game once again like Resident Evil, to where like maybe they remastered 3. I mean the 100th time. I mean Nemesis like grabs you and picks you up. You feel that shit on your arms when he's lifting you. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah. You think that's next decade though, or do you think that's a little after?
I think next decade is going to be more of like a breeze. You mean somehow you'll feel it like, you mean, through
the
suit.
But I'm saying you think that's something that's going to be like on the market that a lot of people are going to purchase, just like a Oculus Rift or a PSVR, you think?
On the same level as Oculus and all that? Yes, absolutely. I truly do think
like
that.
You're going to run into GameStop and purchase this thing? If used, you could afford it.
Used, yeah.
I'm just saying you think like it's going to be that level, like you're going to go into a GameStop, a Target, a Best Buy, and yeah. That's going to be
it'll be one of those things. Now, I mean, look, dude, right now a lot of shit, like I said before, is to where you can go ahead, you can start paying it off.
Yeah.
You pay a little more because you're doing that type of process, but you can go ahead and pay it off. And I feel like that's going to be another run of this whole thing. I mean, you're going to go ahead, you're going to be like paying off your Target card to go ahead and be able to actually afford this fucker. But I when it comes down to everything, anything gaming wise in the future besides like games and the price of games, you know what I mean? You're basically looking at the same thing. Like you're going to be spending way over half a grand on a console. I mean, you're going to be spending like $60, $70 on a fucking controller. I mean, it only makes sense to where that, I mean, you're going to be spending $300-$400 on an Oculus and then probably $700-$800 on a suit.
Now, one thing that this is a hopeful, it's probably never going to happen, but one thing that I wish would happen over the next decade that probably won't is I don't want to keep having to spend, like if I'm spending $500 on a system and then I spend $400 on PlayStation VR, 3 months later, I don't want to be spending $400 on a PSVRS. You know what I mean? Like I know that's their way of making money because they know people are going
to
do it.
And that's what I was about to say. Like that seems more of a, okay, we just want to get more money out you. So I mean, so here's the S, and it is only like half a gig faster. Or
like, can we apply season passes to accessories? Just make it cost more money. You spend $25 to get a season pass that gets you all the $5 DLCs. If I buy a PSVR for $400, can I pay an extra $200 right there? And then you come out, you know, when you come out with the next one, I just get it. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe that'll
split because, you know, maybe you'll get $200 out of the people that wouldn't be spending the $400 down the line to get another one. So you're still getting some extra money.
I mean,
it's never going
to
happen.
You're still going to need to go ahead and have, yeah. Somebody like me, going and spending that $400 to begin with. And then on top of the fact, having to go ahead and justify in my own brain, spending another half
like
of what
it's never
going to
happen. It's a wish list. It's never going to happen. It just frustrates me so much because I feel like that's the stuff that like always happens. You know what I mean? Like, you just get jazzed up about something, and then, like, 3 months... Lately, it didn't used to be that way, but lately, then, like, every 3 months, they come, you know, they just slap another letter on the end of it.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
You know what I mean? But, now, the last thing I have as far as tech, now, I wonder if this is going to happen over the next 10. I think it could. It would probably be something that would be with the next generation of games. Do you remember... I think it was called Milo. Do you remember that? When the Kinect was first launching.
Okay.
The way that they were, whatchamacallit? but the way they were showing off what the Kinect could do, they had something called now it never ended up happening. I don't know if it was something that was in production that got scrapped or what, but the way they were showing off what the Kinect could do, they had this thing called Milo. Now, I think it was more of an experience than an actual game, but what it was this kid named Milo that was on the screen that would literally be like almost like a virtual friend. The Kinect would see you. You would walk in. You would see Milo. He would react to you. He would talk to you, stuff like that. And they had it to where you could draw something on a piece of paper, hold it up to the Kinect, and then Milo would reach up, grab the piece of paper, pull it down, and look at it. Like, it was literally like it broke the barrier between, like, reality and, you know, fantasy. I wonder if we could see something like that over the next 10 years where you can actually interact with the, like, without using a controller to hit X to pick dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder. Now, I know with a game that I currently have called, I think it's The Inpatient or something like that I have for PSVR, you can actually speak your dialogue now. The camera will pick up your voice. So rather than having to hit it, it does feel more immersive because you're literally talking to the people.
Yeah.
But they're still just reacting to, you know, then you reciting dialogue that they already have picked. I'm wondering.
You're regurgitating. You're not actually creating your own personal concept.
Basically. Like, I'm wondering if in the next decade we'll get to a point where you can literally just react to someone on a screen that's reacting to you, what you say, what you do. Because that's what Milo was supposed to be. And this was when the Kinect first came out. Now, nothing like that actually happened, but kind of got honey-dicked on that one, but...
Yeah, so a lot of that was in 2010, or 2009. It was developed by Lionshead Studios. It was called Project Milo, or, what was the other name? Milo and Kate, so I'm guessing there's a female version of it, too. And, yeah, it's exactly like you said, man. It showed up June of 2009 for E3. But then for 2010s, E3, nothing.
Yeah.
It was like, not present. Nobody, I mean, it doesn't really say much.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know how much of that was just, like, honey-dicking to get people to buy.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm pulling this up off of Wikipedia, so obviously we don't know how truthful much of this is.
Anyone could have gone in and...
Yep. That's the point of Wikipedia.
Made that, but...
But, no, I don't even remember that at all.
That's another thing I can show you right after this.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was really cool. Like, you could literally just turn on your TV, turn on your Kinect, you walk in, and you can just talk to this little fucker about your day.
Yeah.
And, like, you can, like, interact with each other, but it was, like, there were no, like, restrictions.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like that is what the future of gaming has to be. It has to be something that is more interactive, you know what I mean, with everybody involved. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and you have to believe, if they showed that in 2010... Now, I'm assuming they didn't feel like they were going to show it and then just completely scrap it and be like, oh, yeah, so I feel like if they were willing to show it then, they have to know that there's something close to that they could have done. So you got to think 15 to 18 years after that, they got to be somewhere near that.
Yeah.
They got to be. And you know who that would be super great for? Of course, they could do it great for adults, but for kids. That'd be great for kids.
Yeah.
You have like a virtual buddy. Think of how many kids that would, you know, think of how many kids that would help that like have shitty days at school because everyone's an asshole to them.
Or just, I mean, like, you just never want socially
that,
awkward.
Yeah. And that's what that could help with. You never want that to replace real human interaction.
No.
Because we still want kids to get outside, make friends, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, of course.
But like, you have something like that. That's someone you could practice math with. You could practice spelling with. You could like all that. Like, you could turn that very educational.
You could, yeah. You could go be like, I mean, or have it to where that is its main goal. Its main goal is to help you further your education a bit to where it's like, well, I know you want to play this. Why don't we do this first, and then and then we'll go ahead and we'll play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just something along those lines.
There's so many ways they could do that.
Yeah.
I want to say that that's going to be next 10 years, and I'm gonna bank on that being towards the tail end of, so when we get to like, as scary as this is for it to escape my lips, but as we get to, like, 2030.
Like, I was going to say more 2028, something like that.
Yeah, I think that could happen.
Yeah, look, it's a first of all, it's a weird thing to say. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing to say at all. Right now, we're in 2020. You know what I mean? We're in the 20s. You know what I mean? It's just a strange thought, especially because of all the stuff we read in history of what the 20s were, but the 1920s, obviously.
Yeah, and I have one more as far as tech goes, but if you have more, I'll let you go.
I'm just going off of I'm done with what I researched. I'm more just now
everything's
thinking of like Yeah. Oh, I know for you, it's, I mean, for you, it's all right off the top of the dome.
Top of the dome.
But for me, it's just, I want gaming just to be, just to make me feel like, you know what I mean, there's an exchange in there. You know what I'm saying? It's where it's not just me. Because a lot of times I'll end up kind of getting tired and, you know, my eyes get droopy, stuff like that, because I'm playing the game and it's just like I'm doing the same shit.
Everything's monotonous, yeah.
Yeah. And I run into that with games like, I mean, look, I know you guys put a fuck ton of time into it, but games like Skyrim, like, you mean walking across the fucking fields, going ahead, trying to find all the dragons, all this other shit. Like,
what I try to explain to people, and what I've learned is, and there are some that break the mold, but go ahead and tell me one game that I can't break down and say that you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's tough, right?
And actually, that would be a fun one. If anybody wants to go ahead and tell us that, you can.
I'm sure. I'm not saying that that's impossible to find one.
No, but I'm curious by next podcast if we have anybody to go ahead and tell us anything. So please throw it out to our Twitter at Console Crew, or throw it to consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Like, I would love to hear what anybody has to say on that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Call of Duty, same game, same out. You know, same. You know, everything's the same. Kill people, just different map. You know what I mean? But it's the same. You're just running through a map, killing people.
Yeah.
Like, there's no game that, like, really every level feels like you're doing something fresh and new, unless you finally get one of those games that has every fucking element. Every element in it. You know, one level, you're shooting people, and then, you know, you hop in your car, you drive. Like, GTA would probably be the closest thing, because you can literally do a little bit of everything, but even that...
But even after you do it once, that means you're technically doing it over and over again.
Yeah.
It's just a different version of the grind.
Yeah, basically. At this point, I don't think you're ever going to get a game that's... I think you're just going to get games that make the grind more fun.
And to me, I mean, that's where, once again, I'm going back to, like, Tesla suit or something like that. That's where it would make it more fun. You mean going ahead and wearing one of the suits and going ahead and playing a game like Destiny. You know
until
what I mean?
Until you get to that point, like 3 months after using it, you're like, I'm getting tired of getting shot in my stomach.
Or you sit here and say, I'm getting tired of putting this fucking thing on.
Yeah, I'm fucking hot. Is this thing going to be vented? Like, it's hot. I'm playing this shit in my basement.
True.
For me, and the last thing that I can think of that's already been started that I think will be finished in the next 10 years is cross-platforming. I think it'll just be a normal thing.
I
really do. I hope
so. I'm so excited.
I hope so. They've already started. I know, really, this is nothing but an ego thing. Every company just needs to get their own selfish egos and desire fucking better out of the way.
I have no issue with even going ahead and paying an extra $10 or extra $15 on a game.
Absolutely
to
not.
Where that I'm still going to be able to go ahead and throw it down with my boys no matter what system I have.
Would you do it per game, or would that be something added to your, like, if you get PlayStation...
The monthly,
like, you pay $60, I pay
the PlayStation Network or like the Xbox Gold, something like that.
Yeah, you can pay $60 or you can pay $100 to play with whoever you want. I'm not saying that should be the number.
I would do it.
I would too.
That, like,
because then you would never have to worry about having to purchase another system.
You just fucked my brain up. Like, seriously, I didn't even think about going ahead and bringing that into the subscription, to where essentially you just add a code.
Because think about it. Because then that still is a way for each individual company
to go ahead and say, okay, buy this game for this,
or buy our system. Yeah. Because you can still play with everyone else. We're just going to charge you a little more. So then they can have a little bit of fun, I guess, if they want, with their own prices. Like, oh, PlayStation Live is, you know, it's $100 if you want to play with everybody. But, you know, Xbox Live, they're doing it for $90. You know what I mean? So, like, you still get that little bit of competitive, but then you also have the option. You don't have to worry about buying both systems. You can buy whatever you want.
I absolutely love that idea. We need to figure out a hashtag and fucking make that shit trend.
Yeah. But I think that will be... I don't know that it's going to go down that way, but I think that...
I kind of wish it would now, to be honest with you.
I do, too. I do, too. Options, man. It's 2020. Options. Give us
options.
Yeah,
I was only thinking of just the game. I mean, the games itself, but I didn't think about, okay, well, obviously, how are they going to go ahead and regulate that with the game? But if they regulate it by...
Your subscription.
By the subscription, that makes it a hell of a lot easier, because that is on your system. You signed up for it. You paid for it, so...
Yeah. And I feel like it helps out... And plus, it helps out them, and it helps out the consumer. Because
they kind of do that already anyway, because with Destiny 2, you know what I mean? You can only... If you're running, like, in strikes, you can only do certain strikes because you don't have the other DLCs. They already have it within the gaming code itself. It's just going ahead, just making it much more wide spanning.
Yeah.
I don't even like watch painting's a word. But.
I don't think so, but I just like let you have it.
Thanks.
So I'm going to give it to you.
Thanks.
So that's all we have for tech. I think that's all you and I could come up with for what we think realistically we'll see. There's tons of things that I'm sure we could think of, but not that are going to be in the next decade.
Nah.
So I think we'll end that one there. But we also came up with games that we believe that we will see over the next decade, excluding ones that we personally already know are coming. We don't want to, you know, it's like beating a dead horse. Say, oh, we're going to see Elder Scrolls in the next decade. We know we're going to see that.
And like Halo, obviously, because we're going to see.
Yeah. Infinite. So now there will be some potentially that I mentioned that maybe you guys already know are coming that I did not. So that could happen. But I will start this off. And I truly believe, and this will be great for parties, Guitar Hero Rock Band. Not one game, but Guitar Hero Rock Band.
So no. Obviously we don't have video in here yet. And I do say, yep, the smile that came across my face, yeah, and like the shock when you put them together. I'm like,
No.
Guitar Hero, DJ Hero, Rock Band? Is that what we're getting?
No.
That would be sick if you added all three.
That would be cool. But I do believe we'll see another Guitar Hero, which isn't too crazy to think. But Rock Band, everyone assumed was dead, I believe. And I truly think over the next decade, over the next decade, we will see another Rock Band. Yeah, would you purchase that? You know I would.
The next garage
band.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. The fuck's wrong with you?
And I don't even own anything Apple anymore. Well, no, I have my iPad, but no, the next Rock Band? Yeah. Hell yeah. I'd purchase it.
Yeah.
Look, dude, it would be a lot of fun. Hopefully they would make like the kits a little more realistic.
They did to the most recent Guitar Hero with the guitar. They made that more realistic.
I'm talking drums.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The fact that they already went that far with the guitar, I'm assuming that they could make it a little more realistic with the drums.
Okay, so there's electronic kits everywhere for drums. And, I mean, they obviously you can go ahead and make them sound exactly like they're supposed to. So if you can go ahead and have a kit like that and just have it be compatible to the game, that would be legit.
I
would love to have a fucking electronic drum kit anyway. But yeah, that would just help with that.
Now, moving right along to a game that I feel, unfortunately, like people have forgotten about how big they were. I think we're going to get another Splinter Cell game. I do think.
I actually never played any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, the one that I think you.
That's one with Snake, right? Dude's name is Snake?
That's Metal Gear Solid.
See, there you go. There you fucking go. No. God damn it.
Did you not play any? I'm guessing you haven't played any Metal Gear Solid games either.
Nah.
Holy fuck, bro. You got some shit to work on, son.
And I know I'm probably going to fuck this up. Which one, back with PlayStation 2, had like the... It looked like an ice cream truck, but it had like a clown head on top.
Twisted Metal?
Jesus Christ.
Never played Twisted Metal either? Guys, I need to get a new co-host.
Find another basement to do it and go ahead.
George, give me my money back.
No.
Anyway... Holy fuck, what did you just do to my brain?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, Splinter Cell was Sam Fisher, was the guy's name.
Okay.
Now, they were super cool. Now, I don't know that you would have enjoyed any of the first two games, even though they were great, because was it you? No, it was Clyburn we were talking to. Actually, I think you might be the same, where you're more of like a guns a-blazing kind of guy as opposed to like Sneak? Or are you closer to like Anthony and I?
I actually enjoy sneaking a lot more.
Like, we like now to sneak while we can, and then if we get fucked, the firefights are coming.
Well, yeah, but, I love that with games like Horizon, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Shit like that, so, or like a Far Cry.
So I think you would like Splinter Cell. The one that I think that you would have liked the most was Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. It was the first one they came out with that was co-op. So you would work, like, literally the entire campaign was co-op, and you would work together, like, one person would have to distract the other person, and it's all about, like nobody seeing you in any level, sneaking into places, avoiding security cameras and dudes with flashlights, and like killing everybody silently and shit like that. It's a lot of fun. And I think you'll see another one.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for that. Now that I know a little more about the game itself.
Yeah. Now how they're going to spin it, if they're going to use different characters, I don't know. For the Nintendo fans out there, which, I mean, most people are, fuck, I'm one.
Oh yeah.
I think we will see another Paper Mario. And they are some of my favorites. Have you ever played any of those?
My wife did.
Yeah.
My wife played it and she had a lot of fun with it.
They are so much fun, man. An RPG set in the well, in the Paper Mario universe.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you could turn 90 degrees and be able to get past things that you would never be able to get past before.
Yep. It was cool, and the only RPG we had in the Mario universe before that was Super Mario RPG for SNES, which I own. Super Mario RPG, I think it was like Legend of the Seven Stars or something. It was a legit turn-based RPG.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a good one. Now, the last one that I have for me would be a big one. I don't know if you played any of the other three, but I think there will be another Fable.
I have Fable 3 saved on my external hard drive for the Xbox. You mean, because at one point with the gold membership, you mean it was free. And I absolutely downloaded it because Anthony did nothing but rave about it.
Phenomenal series.
Loved that game.
Phenomenal series. I have all three of them. You have the third ones, so you don't need it. But if you ever wanted to play the first two, because they are backwards compatible. So, yeah, I know. I did it again. I sounded like my grandmother.
Ding! See, I was going to give you that one. I just wanted to give you a look.
Oh, gosh. yeah, so I think Fable 4 will happen. And when it drops, I think it will be huge because that game... Well, I remember when I first played Fable. I don't know what other RPGs that were out that were like that.
So,
where that was the first... For me, that was the first one that dealt with... What'd you call it? The Paragon system?
Yes.
That they use in... That's the first game I ever played where...
Like Mass Effect-ish.
Yeah, where the more good... But the cool thing about in Fable was that you would see your character physically change based on... Whether you were good or bad. So if you were all the way good,
mm-hmm.
this motherfucker would be walk around literally looking like an Olympic god. He would have a halo over his head and stuff like that. He's walking around. And if it was the other way, like his skin would turn black, his eyes would be white, and the move sets that you have change based on whether you're good or bad. Like the most badass move you could have in Fable, if you were good, you would like summon like the freaking heavens above would come down with all this white light and destroy shit. And if it was the other way, you would basically like raise all these fiery undead God damn it.
Ding!
Fiery undead creatures. You'd raise them and they'd kill for you. This is fucking annoying. I just want to punch myself in the throat. I normally don't get this upset, but I've done this five fucking times now. Work with me.
Oh, shit.
Work with me.
What a way to start season two.
Oh, my goodness. You know how I feel like I sound like when that happens? What's the fucking dude? I think he was from Police Academy. I may be lying, but...
You just did the voice, though. You just, like imitated the voice.
God. Bobcat. Bobcat Goldthwait, I think his name is. I'll show him to you. Anyone look him up? That's fucking who I sound like. But, anyway. Back to video games. Fable. It's... That, I think, will be next decade.
Real quick.
And I think it'll be game of the year when it happens.
I did go ahead and check this one video out of, it was, like, the games that had, like, the worst endings of all games. And I believe it was Fable 2 that was on there.
I'm trying so hard to think back.
Because Fable 2, basically, I mean, you had, like, a person, like, up on these steps or something like that. And I forget...
Oh,
I forget everything that I watched on it.
I think that's the one. Another cool thing about those games is that...
fans were fucking pissed.
I think... I could be wrong, but I know in one of the three, and I don't believe it was the first one, at the very end, you basically had a decision to make where you could, like, basically, like, fuck everybody else and make yourself super rich, or the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which one that is. I could have lied completely, but, I wonder if that's the problem that people had. It's like, man, I did all this and now I gotta fucking choose.
Huh.
But Anthony actually made my life very easy for the third one. I don't know if he told you what he did for me.
Nah.
In the third one, it was online to where like you could go and you could like you could give someone else gold, because one of the big things, I don't remember if it was in all of them, but I do remember it was in Fable 3. One of your main sources of income was to purchase property, update the property. And then people live in it.
Interesting.
You get money for it. Well, Anthony had been... I was like 2 years late to the game. Shocker. And Anthony had been done playing and had like Bill Gates level fucking gold. And this motherfucker went online and gave me all of it. So from the second I started the game, I had everything in my town.
Holy shit.
Everything upgraded with the most lavish luxury fucking luxury.
Start off on that right foot, bro.
Yep. Rich Uncle Pennybags gave me a
God damn.
Yeah. Yep. But that's all I have for games that I personally don't know that are coming, but I think we'll get.
I think those sound incredible, honestly.
Yeah, and I would really like to hear, you know, what anybody else thinks. We'll see.
Yeah, please get a hold of us, get in contact with us, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
So I only have one quick thing on gaming news. So GTA 5, a game that a lot of people loved. I mean,
still
immensely.
Do.
Oh yeah, dude. The online play of that game is amazing right now.
I feel like more people play GTA 5 online than play like some of the newer games when they first come out.
Yeah. So not the online part, but the campaign is now available on Xbox Game Pass starting today.
That's huge.
Which is January 4th. You know what I mean? So
that's huge.
Yeah. So I mean, that went ahead and dropped. So Game Pass people.
Y'all got
GTA 5 now, man. Run with it.
And that is a... Boy, you have a lot of hours that you can put into that game.
Yes,
the
you do.
The map is enormous. Did you play it?
Yeah.
Enormous. Absolutely fucking enormous.
I finished it, and it was just like... It was just insane. Everything about the game was just like massive. Because, I mean, because how far you went from a beach landscape
you
to
see, like,
inner city to the desert. Like, dude, you went everywhere.
Yeah. They always have some of the most funny Easter eggs in that game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, did you see the one with the alien and the UFO?
Yeah. Yeah, well, pretty sure I did.
You saw both of them? The alien one is in the very beginning, when like, the very, very beginning, the first thing, like, when they're doing that heist in all the snow.
Yeah.
It's all icy when you're driving. If you look down in the ice, you can actually see, like, an alien face.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Then, no.
Yeah, the UFO one, everyone knows you go up on top of the one mountain at a certain time after you do a mission and...
Yeah.
You see it. That was my UFO. Just spinning my
him
finger.
Spinning his finger around, like acting like saying, wrap it up. Like, yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, the last thing I have is last podcast we did was, you mean, the games of the decade. I mean, we had Mike Clyburn and Dan Gray in here going ahead and dropping their information, as well as, I mean, our opinions on, you mean, the games.
Yeah.
So,
I thought we put together some solid lists.
I thought we
did. And everyone's was a little different.
I thought we did, but I was told that we were wrong.
Oh,
I was told that we were straight up wrong.
Dang,
so,
I thought this was all subjective, man. What the fuck?
Right?
I was wrong.
So, our boys from the Spaghetti, what's your spaghetti policy, right? Alex sent me an email saying, yo, it's Spaghetti Boy number one. I am writing to inform you that while I respect your gaming opinions, I am here to inform you you are wrong.
Oh, gosh. All right. Starting with 10, read me his list.
All right, so
I'm gonna kill it if I have to.
I'm not giving you honorable mentions just because that's not the point of this.
Yep.
No, we're going with just straight up. So 10 is Red Dead, the first one,
okay,
which was a good game. 11 Skyrim, which I think a
few
of us had.
How the fuck did you just go from 10 to 11?
2010 to 2011.
Oh, that's what we're. I thought you were giving me the. I thought you were giving. I thought he gave his like top three of the.
No, no.
Oh fuck.
No.
All right. Continue.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Christ.
I'm a dumb dick.
So 2012 was The Walking Dead season one, so that was that Telltale series. 2013 is The Last of Us, which I believe you had.
Mm-hmm.
2014 was Wolfenstein: The New Order. 2015 was Arkham.
See, the fucked up thing for me here is that I don't have my list in front of me.
Yeah.
So that hurts, but continue.
2015 was Arkham Knight, and then just because we all feel the same way, his honorable mention was Fallout 4, and then in. I mean, he went ahead and wrote Fuck Boston. I mean,
Buck Boston. Let's go.
2016 was Uncharted 4. 17 was Horizon Zero Dawn. 18 was God of War. And then 19 made so much sense for him, Mortal Kombat 11.
See, it's hard for me to disagree because, like I said, it's all subjective, so I get it. Because if Mortal Kombat isn't your favorite game, that's not making anybody's list of the best game of 2019.
True.
But I'm not going to hate on him for it because that's his favorite game. Shit. I mean.
Now, once again, dude, this shit just cracked me up because while he was listening to our podcast, he was sending me messages on Twitter going ahead and saying, what the fuck are y'all talking about? What are you doing? No, this isn't like this. And then he'd hear me say something different. He goes, all right, man, you're right. Like, he's giving it to me real time. It just cracked me up. So
me personally, now not having my list in front of me, the only one that I could argue for me personally would be the Walking Dead and Mortal Kombat 11. Everything else that he mentioned, like, I can see how you would get there.
Oh yeah, same here. But just to further on a little thing, Alex, you do have an accent. Jacob has an accent, but it's stronger.
Well, we are at that time where we talk about what the fuck we're playing right now.
And it's funny because I'm talking about Alex. He's the one that suggested this game for me to go ahead and pick up.
And it is way out of... Mother of God!
Ding!
Way out of your comfort zone.
To start the season. Shit!
Jesus Christ. Coming in 2020 hot.
Yeah, so there is a style of game that I never play. It's the Survivor games. I just don't do it. It's just not my style. Survival horror. I just don't like being freaked out.
That's the thing. Survival, I think you're fine. As soon as you add a horror element into anything... Because you're fine with first-person shooters. If it's first-person shooter horror game, it ain't your thing.
Hell no. So I've been playing Prey, which was actually his 2017 honorable mention.
And oddly enough, Wes has been praying every day that he can get through the game.
Okay, so I have about five and a half hours in on it. It is fucking terrifying. Look, all right, so it's not terrifying, but it freaks me the fuck out. My anxiety goes through the roof. I don't like that feeling. I don't like that feeling that those games give you.
And I'm the complete opposite because that shit makes me feel alive,
yes,
bro.
So I just finished resetting up my basement to where that it's my gaming hub. So I'm playing Prey at like 8-9 o'clock at night in my basement with the lights are on because I'm not an idiot and I'm a pussy. So
I was about to say let's cut out the first one. Let's go with the second one.
But. The game, honestly, the game is fun, dude. It's wild. I actually want to show you a little bit of it when we get done with this. It's a wild game. You only get a handful of guns. You got to go against these things called phantoms and mimics. And, like, the mimics can turn into any objects at all. And then when you walk past them, they can go back into their normal form and attack you. And these phantom things can shoot these beams out at you. Dude, it is a mind fuck.
Do you have gaming headphones?
Yes.
Like, legit, like, ones where the sound from the game can come in your ears? Okay. One night, gaming headphones on,
no.
Lights off.
No.
Just once.
No.
Come on, bro.
No.
Do it the right way.
No.
Ambiance, bro. Ambiance.
Fuck you and your goddamn ambiance. I don't want none of it.
All right, fair enough.
So, that's what I'm playing. Jedi Fallen Order is coming to my house today.
I cannot wait for you to get through. You're going to start that, and you are not going to want to stop.
I'm excited for it because when I play it, and once I complete it, I'm going to go ahead and do my Ultimate Game Pass for Xbox, start that up, and then I'm going to start going ahead and really diving into some really fun games like Outer Worlds, Crackdown 3, like just a bunch of stuff that I've really been excited to do. But now that I finally have my Xbox back, I can go and actually do
it. Yeah. Cool.
So what you got?
What I got? Shit. What do I got? What I got is, look what just happened in real time as we're talking about this right now.
Oh, shit.
I had no idea that was happening. So I guess I'm playing something else new when I get home.
So my boy Andy, his wife Alex, is an amazing badass chick. She just had a picture.
For reasons other than that, by the way.
Well,
that's just a cherry on top.
Yeah, man. She's an awesome person. But she just went ahead and got you Death Stranding.
Yeah. Sure did.
Woo!
So that's what I'm playing. I don't know anything about it yet because I haven't started. No, but what I was playing, I guess we're gonna have to, for today, I'm going to have to change it to that. What I was playing.
What were you playing?
What I was playing was I bought Crash Bandicoot, the Insane Trilogy. Now, I told you how I started Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
Now, I have screwed myself 3 times. I believe I explained this to you off, you know, when the mics were off about how I tried to... It's one of those games where it takes, I'm assuming, a little more than an hour to get to a save spot. I played the first game. I played the first time for about an hour. We lost power, lost everything, had to start it over. Next day, played it for an hour. Wife came home. We started hanging out, doing other shit. She wanted to play Mortal Kombat. I'm never going to not play a video game with my wife if she wants to play.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, we'll play some Mortal Kombat. Forgot, again, that I hadn't gotten to a save spot. ejected the disc, put Mortal Kombat in. So I'm working on my third straight time to finally get to a safe spot so I can continue. But
that's not going to happen because you're going to pop that disc out to put in Death Stranding.
You goddamn right. But the other day I went on the PlayStation Store, look for deals. And I found...
They've been killing... Yo, PlayStation and Xbox have been killing it with fucking deals.
Yeah,
lately.
I mean, by the time this comes out, it's going to be irrelevant. But yeah, they had a flash sale that went until, I think, the 5th. So until, you know, well, until January 5th. They had some crazy deals on there. And I was going to get something just for myself. And I was like, eh, let's get something that, you know, the wife and I can both play. And we were just talking about how much we loved Crash Bandicoot. And it was $19.99. And you get three games out of it. So I was like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, I have it for the Switch.
Boy, the nostalgia, son. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It has been fun. And I'm only a few levels in, but you just, when you put in those old games and you just hear that music, that the second you hear it, you're like, oh, my childhood's back.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, my God. As soon as I heard it, swing, I was like,
retro boner.
Basically retro boner. Fuck yeah. But that's,
let's hashtag that.
That's hashtag retro boner. That could go somewhere. If that's the case, I have a lot of retro boners because I play a lot of retro games. But that's what I've been playing. It's been a lot of fun. If you were a fan of Crash Bandicoot, you're gonna love it. If the game plays the exact same, it just looks better. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still moments that make you completely mad, but it's been fun.
Great Wall of China.
The level that got me, not even the level, you know me, you know I'm a completionist, so it drives me nuts if I get through a level and I didn't smash all the boxes. So I go back and it's, yeah.
You get the pink diamond, you get the regular diamond. Yeah, dude, I know the whole deal.
So yeah, that's what I'm playing. That's what I was playing. Probably never play it again now because I got Death Stranding, so that might be what I do as soon as I get home.
There you go.
I'm excited.
All right, so I think that's it.
Yeah.
Now you sound like Anthony.
Oh, goodness. Miss Daisy.
Yes, Miss Daisy.
Shit. No, it's been fun. I hope that even half of what we think is going to come this decade we actually get.
That's one of your favorite minds for developing, right? Who made the game?
Oh, Kojima?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep, hashtag Kojima boner now. That's bad. Shouldn't have said that. But fuck it. We're gonna roll with it.
Oh, man, the hashtags I got to create on Twitter for this when it drops.
Yeah.
I might not have enough space.
But that aside, it's, you know, it was a great decade. I'm looking forward to another great decade.
Hell yeah.
Like I said, hopefully half this shit that we get, the games, the tech, just I hope everything pushes forward. I hope games become more inclusive. I hope that, you know, we get
cross-platform way quicker than we're expecting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would... Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Absolutely.
But that's all we got for today.
That is all we got, man.
It was fun.
Bruh, it's going to be a fun year, man.
Yep.
Let's kick it.
Yep. As usual, we are working on getting more streams going on our Twitch. I'll probably actually start doing that with Death Stranding when I start.
Oh, dude.
So
that'd be great.
I can get that hooked up. We're still working on figuring out the logistics for our first vidcast that we'll be able to put up.
I got something coming today, which should hopefully get us working in the right direction.
Yep. And we have the new news that you can also listen to us on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, boy.
Which is great. That's something that we didn't have the opportunity before to have Anthony plug.
Nah, and actually another one that you can go ahead and find us is on another website called Podchaser. You can go ahead and find us on there. I mean, we're prevalent basically anywhere you're going to find podcasts, man. So please like, follow, and share.
That works. I like that.
How about
like that?
That
a lot. And for all the places that that you've always been able to reach us, we will turn that over to Anthony.
Till then,
game on.
Game on.
Heyo! What's up, crew members and crewpies? It's time to connect with CGC. As always, you can give us our feedback and reach out to us on consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. We've got our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, and our YouTube. We are going to have a Twitch coming up soon. I'm going to have the other guys take care of that in a little bit. But please reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. It's going to be Console Gaming Crew, and our Twitter handle is @ConsoleCrew. Again, feedback is fantastic. So please reach out to us. You know, give us your feedback on what you think, what we can do to improve everything. Also, please check us out on our webpage, which is consolegamingcrew.com. There's always updated information there, stories and all that other kind of cool stuff. And as always, game on.